Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC Enchanted Hills Camp, very own and first podcast, which is recorded right here at Enchanted Hills Camp. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening to the show. I am Maceo, your host. We are in the podcast room at Enchanted Hills Camp, and the windows are showing a beautiful sunny morning here in Napa, California. And I have an outstanding group of campers and helper with us this morning. And I would like to start by having everybody introduce themselves, tell us where you're from, and how long you've been associated with Enchanted Hills Camp. Go.
My name is Ezra. I am from Hawaii, and this is my second year coming to camp.
My name is Kimani. I'm from Hawaii, and this is my first time coming to EHC.
This is Malia, one of the staff with the Hawaiians, and this is my first time here.
My name is Carl. This is my first year here, and I'm from Hawaii.
Carl. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Thanks for the introductions. Carl, I'm going to start with you, buddy.
All right.
How many days have we been here at teen camp? Do you know? Do you remember?
If it's 10 days and there's 3 to 4 days left, probably 6 or 7.
Okay, perfect. That's good math. I like that. Tell us your first experience. You're from Hawaii. Have you ever been in the States before?
The mainland, yes, just not here in
gotcha.
Yeah, in California, yeah.
I say states like you're from a different country. Let's see, your first time at Enchanted Hills Camp, what do you think of it so far? Give us a personal take on what's happening here with you.
I believe it's a great place because it allows people to network and have an open line of communication that's not very, it's not judgmental, and it's very open for everybody to just have a freelance community.
Right. Are you having fun?
Definitely.
What are some highlights fun-wise for you being here?
The Mad Jam, which is a dance competition type thing.
And you...
Which he won.
Yeah, you went a little crazy in a good way as far as like showing off all of these incredible moves. You had great support, and you were a great supporter of other people dancing. Any daytime activities, anything that you have done here before that you've never done? Is that a fair question?
Yeah, shooting, that was fun with Officer Joe.
Yep.
You know, when you are in a program for years that you get to handle them, but you don't get to actually shoot them and you just twirl with them, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Totally. So I'd like to give you an opportunity to, you know, this is a podcast. I want, it's going to be streaming online to the world. Is there anything you want to say just in general or share with the world? And then my final question is would you consider coming back to Enchanted Hills Camp?
Okay. First of all, shout out to Baldwin High School Mag Club. I know you're out there.
Nice.
If I would become interested in coming back next year, of course. But it just depends on my schedule.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for sharing, Carl. It's nice to have you here as part of a whole group of Hawaiians. This is round one of two that we got going on. If you want to pass the mic, we'll talk to our helper here. Spell your name for us.
Malia.
That's easy, but beautiful. Malia,
you.
Right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
So tell us your role and what you think of Enchanted Hills Camp and what's going on here.
So basically at Guide Dogs of Hawaii, I am in the admin program. So I lucked out by getting to be able to come with these guys as their social media paparazzi. So that's been really fun. And I actually lived in the Bay for many, many years, a few decades. So being up here in Napa has been really beautiful. I've never been at this camp. My daughter came to this camp when it was with Mosaic Project.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's all interconnected
isn't it?
Like family.
Mm-hmm.
What on a personal level, what is Enchanted Hills Camp doing for you?
I'm learning so much. This is a community that I actually have never worked with. I've been with the organization now for 3 months, and I don't know, I just get heart explosions every day because I just love watching what everybody's able to accomplish. I love being challenged with what I thought I knew and learning new things every day. And then being up here at Enchanted Hills Camp, it's one of those watching everybody's that community thing, because Hawaii is so communal. And so to see that here with visually impaired helping the blind and people that are sighted helping each other, it's just been beautiful. I love the whole family thing.
Perfect. And are you having fun? And if you're having fun, what is some fun highlights for you personally?
For me, I love shooting the gun too. That was really fun. I love the archery. Loved it. And I love bonding with all the counselors, like seeing where people are from. And I actually like the no humidity.
Oh, yes. The no, very dry heat.
Yes. Yes. It's been lovely.
Perfect. Excellent. Is there anything you want to say to the world? Shout out to anybody?
I do. My daughter's birthday is this Friday, which I will miss because I'm here. So, Oni Masai, if you can hear me, ha'ole lahanao, baby. I love you.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. Happy birthday. Next, Kimani, you're up, buddy. Tell us, this is your first time. What do you got going on? How do you feel about Enchanted Hills Camp?
I feel like, you know, this is a really good place to like for meeting new people and, you know, getting to do all kind of activities that, you know, back home doesn't really have. But I feel this is a good place.
Yeah. And what have you enjoyed thus far as your first timer? I know there's a ton of activities. Is there some stuff that stands out?
I honestly gotta say, I enjoy the radio room with you.
Thank you very much. We enjoy OJ Radio Room as well. We're going to do Jazz Hour after our podcast today. We're excited about that. Anything else? Anything that you haven't done before that you've done here for a first time?
It was the archery and riflery.
Nice. And you've never done archery or riflery before?
No.
And how did you do?
Did pretty good. It was pretty fun, actually.
Pretty fun. A shout out to Officer Joe and Tino, who are both excellent instructors, wouldn't you say? Yeah? Okay. And then tell us, when you're in Hawaii and you're all done with school, what do you do for fun besides homework?
I like to just relax with the family, go to the beach, and we have barbecues and stuff like that.
What's your favorite barbecue food?
I like barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken. Perfect. That's easy enough. So then my final question is, what is going to happen the rest of this week that we haven't done yet that you're looking forward to?
I really can't say. I mean, I'm looking forward to everything else that's
gotcha.
To come for the rest of this week.
Yes. We like to wind it up pretty hard. We have climbing a ladder in Jeopardy tonight, which is a loud game show. Tomorrow night's going to be, I think, the talent show. Yeah, and then we got the dinner dance here at the teen session. I assuming you're having a good time. And would you like to come back and visit us in the future?
I probably would. It depends. I mean,
yeah, obviously. Yeah. But you're having a good enough time that you would consider coming back to EHC, correct?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. How did you hear about it?
From Ezra.
Who's Ezra?
The guy next to me.
Ah, there we go. Thanks for sharing, Kimani. Anything you want to say to the world? Shout out to anybody?
I just like to shout out my family and friends back in Hawaii. Love you guys. Can't wait to see you guys on Saturday.
Excellent. I can't wait to play this for everybody so that they can all hear what we are doing here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Ezra, our experienced camper. Tell us, Ezra, year number 2, sophomore. I want to talk to you a little bit about your first year. What happened last year? Tell me about your first experience real quick.
Well, my first experience when I first got here last year, on the first night, actually, I arrived at 1:30 in the morning. And to be honest, I was really, really homesick.
Yeah, that's a typical common. You're not the first person to say that on this podcast. Go ahead.
And then when I woke up the next morning, I met my counselors. I met my cabin mates.
Who you became very close with, I might add.
Yes.
Your counselors were?
Israel and Joel.
Israel is in charge. And Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. Israel is now in the kitchen here.
Yeah.
He's not a counselor, but you still get to hang out with him. I've seen you guys hanging out.
Yeah.
Would you say you are a shy spirit, Ezra?
Depends who I'm with.
Ah, yes. That's exactly what I was getting at, is because on the surface, you seem pretty quiet and kind of just taking it all in. But then when you get to know Ezra, there's something going on there. Obviously, something wonderful. We love having you here. Tell us about your year 2 experience now. Are you homesick?
I was, but then I got over it.
You got over
yeah.
it. And you talked all of these lovely people into coming here, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you pretty much did, huh?
Yeah.
And you also had Tony come out to Hawaii, didn't you?
Yes, back in February.
Back in February, Tony Fletcher went out to Hawaii based on Ezra's communication with what was going on here back in Hawaii. Again, we're all cross-contaminating our situations here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Ezra, would you like to help build an Enchanted Hills camp in Hawaii?
That would be very cool, actually, to have something like this back home. It's more so the blind community in on Oahu and the islands can all come together, just like how the blind communities here on the mainland, they all come together.
I would come to your camp as a camper. I wouldn't even work if I have an excuse to go to Hawaii and be someplace like an Enchanted Hills camp, but in Hawaii, I'm there. Ezra, what have you enjoyed this year, too? What do you like doing this thus far?
Same thing like Malia and Carl. I really like the rifle.
Yep.
Also, at the Hogan, we made clay.
And shout we did out to projects. Julie at the Hogan. Nice. Excellent. Anything else?
That's about it.
That's about it. Right on. How about anything you're looking forward to?
The talent show tomorrow night.
The talent show tomorrow night. And then finally, do you want to do a shout out to anybody? What do you got?
I can shout out my Ohana, mom, dad, siblings. I know they'll be watching this because I'll tell them.
That's exactly it. And you can always listen to Everything EHC at my website, maceo.net. You can check out the latest Lighthouse newsletter, which did a feature article on Everything EHC, which is really awesome. You can Google that. And then, of course, don't forget, we are going to try to do a little bit more every year. Maybe we can make this this podcast downloadable next year for people, which would be really cool. So I'd like to thank all of you for joining us. We got a round two of Hawaiians coming in based on what Ezra's great information was when he went back home. Thank you for bringing more wonderful people to us, Ezra. Let me grab the microphone for me here, because then I hold it out here and I say, hello, EHC. Nice, you guys. It is the place to be. Thank you for listening to Everything EHC free summertime podcast. And stay tuned, because we got so much more going on here at Teen Camp 2017. I am Maceo, your host, signing off on this one, and we'll talk to you very, very soon.